Trevor, obviously, you know, growing up here in Clear Lake, going over to Newman, and then Coach Farley taking a chance on you, and now with tonight, hearing your name called out, just talk about what's gone through your mind, not only leading up to this point, but then finally hearing your name called out tonight.
It's incredible. I mean, to think I'd be in this situation 5 years ago, no way. I mean, that was always obviously a goal to play in the league, but every year it just kind of got more and more of a chance, and want to just go to the, you know, play at the highest level and just play my best, honestly. I just wanted to become the best player I could, and that's just what I strive to do.
And then obviously a lot of hard work this past year to get your draft stock up, and once again, it's paid off in success. And talk about that hard work you've done.
A lot of work. A lot of crazy work. I mean, it was the double days, the extra conditioning, the extra field work, just film work, everything. Just everything it translated to what you're seeing now. I mean, I wasn't built this way. I was putting tons and tons of hours and just doing that, and having it pay off is incredible.
Throughout the night, you know, you see three tackles go in the top 10. Then a few picks went by. What was that like, you know, not hearing your name called those first two picks? And then what was it like when you finally get that phone call from the Saints?
My heart was racing. I thought my heart was going to explode. I just heard all the talk, and I see other linemen going. I see maybe picking a receiver or something. I'm just like, shoot, like it needs to hurry up. Like, I'm just waiting. So, but it's awesome. It's definitely perfect timing. I mean, New Orleans is going to be an awesome place.
What do you think this does for the North Iowa area, Newman, this area? Like, do you see the kids will see you and see this night and now want to work harder to be like you?
I hope so. I hope they do, for sure. I mean, hopefully put them on the map and show what hard work does, really, and small town Iowa can happen.
What was it like, you know, having your family here to support you throughout this entire evening?
Incredible. It was incredible having them, have all my supporters with me, and it's an incredible feeling.
What's going through your head right now?
Sure, let's get to New Orleans. Let's go play some ball.
In terms of also getting to go with another receiver in the first round, Chris Olave, so you're going to have a buddy in there with you. What are you looking forward to playing with him?
Yeah, that'll be super cool. I mean, coming in with another first-round rookie, highly picked guy, I mean, it's going to be incredible for sure.
How about mixing it up with, Chris Olave is a guy that at Ohio State, you know, a big school. How about mixing up with some of those guys, and are you excited to?
It'll be awesome. I mean, I've met a bunch of guys from all over. It'll be a great great time to meet new guys and be around different people, just learn from different people.
I know you talked about this with the New Orleans media a little bit, but while Sean Payton may not be there anymore, I mean, you're talking about an offensive line made up of, you know, perennial All-Pros and Pro Bowlers stepping in to replace Teron Armstead, who's one of the best left tackles in the league. I mean, what are you most looking forward to about being a part of that offense?
I'm just ready to go play, honestly. Just be around NFL guys. Hopefully, compete, get ready to play, and go win a Super Bowl.
One non-football. What are you most excited about, New Orleans? What do you think is going to be the most exciting about New Orleans other than football?
Shit, I'm gonna say the food.
I was waiting for it.
What is just, you know, having all these people here, and what does that mean to you?
It's incredible. It's incredible to be around guys that I've known my whole life, most of them. So just to share the experience with them, and it's a super awesome feeling.
Yeah, the decibel level inside this place was so loud when your name came across, and that's something that, you know, obviously you have a lot of supporters, and people were very happy for you tonight.
Yeah, it's incredible to have the support that I got from everyone here. I mean, shoot, probably all Clear Lake and Mason City was watching this, so that's definitely a cool feeling to have.
Well, it's not expected he hears his name tonight. Isaiah Weston is likely to be drafted this weekend. I mean, what would you say to him right now when you give him a call?
I'm not sleeping until he's picked. Yeah, he better be picked soon, because he's a stud. So whatever team gets him, they're going to be lucky.
All right, guys.
Yeah, we're good.
Absolutely.